This is Reading Lesson 3. Read number 1.
Rar.
Number 2.
Saza.
Now look at number 3. It starts with the Dari letter
Shin,
which sounds like the English SH combination. Try to read number 3, where this new letter is connected to an
Aleph. Shad. Shad.
The S and SH look alike except that the SH has 3 dots over it. Now try to read the pair in number 4.
Shard. Sard. Shard. Sard.
Read number 5.
Zashar.
Now look at number 6. Above the
Z,
you'll see a small slanted line that looks like an accent mark. Dari has several such marks. They are called diacritical marks, and they are used to represent certain vowel sounds. The diacritical mark in number 6 is called a
Fatha
or
Zabar.
It can appear over any consonant, and it adds a following vowel. It represents the vowel sound a, as in at, but slightly shorter. Try to read number 6.
Za. Za.
Number 7.
Dar. Dar.
8.
Zard.
Now look at number 9. It's the same as number 8, except for the first letter. Try to read number 9.
Sard.
Notice how the S connects to the following R. However, you can still recognize the R by its lower position. Letters often modify their shape when connected to a preceding letter, but they still retain their basic characteristics. With this in mind, read number 9 again.
Sard.
Now try number 10.
Saz.
Look at number 11. It starts with the Dari letter
B,
which sounds like the English letter B. Here it's connected to an
Aleph.
Notice the dot below the letter. Try to read number 11.
Bad.
Number 12.
Bad sauce.
Look at number 13. It consists of 3 consonants and a diacritical mark. You can recognize the B by the dot below it and the Z by the dot above it. Read number 13.
Sabz. Sabz.
Number 14.
Sarshar. Sarshar.
Number 15 is the same as number 14, except for the vowel change in the second syllable. Read number 15.
Sarshar.
Now read numbers 14 and 15 together.
Sarshar, Sarshar.
Read number 16.
Dabra.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 3.